And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings. A great show here, talking CCA California with Chris and Tony. Chris, of course, the newly appointed director of CCA, and the assistant director, Tony. What's it like being the head guy now, huh?
It's it is really a blessing. I've been around for 7 years now with CCA, which it feels like 20, but it really is a blessing. I work with so many great folks, great people on the state board, on the local chapter level, with Tony to my left here. I mean, it's really a great gig. And it's really rewarding too, really having almost tangible results just based off of all those long, long days and hours and late night drives from chapter meetings and all that. It's rewarding.
Yeah, you guys cover all of California, driving from San Diego to Santa Barbara, right, Tony?
Wide breadth.
Yeah. You're all over the place.
Yeah.
It's wild to see, and I don't know how anybody could have done it, but you guys certainly did, you know, when Wayne stepped down, and it just seemed like every event where there's more than like three fishermen gathered together, like Wayne or you or Tony, we're all always there, and you guys do such a great job of just keeping everything that CCA does in all of our faces, and you know, it just, yeah, it seems like you guys are everywhere all the time. I do not know how you do it.
We try, and if you think about it, it scares me. But when you think about it, it's only going to get worse.
Why is that?
As we continue to grow into Northern California, I mean, that's a whole. I mean, realistically, people kind of joke about this, but it's absolutely true. California can be split into three separate states just based off of fisheries alone, and there's probably more that I'm forgetting. But I mean, really, when you go into Central California, they care about some other that things that we just don't deal with here in Southern California.
Sure.
And Northern California, it's almost the reverse. So it's only going to get worse from here. But we're up for it. We're up for it.
I like it.
You're ready for
yeah.
it. All right.
Yeah.
Well, some great text, and you have a good one, huh?
I thought so. It says, good morning, everybody. My question for the folks from CCA is about rock cod limits and your impressions. Where do they get the data from when decreasing limits on rockfish? Do you guys think that the limits on reds and coppers will ever go back to the normal status they were before they were lowered? On my last rock cod mission to La Jolla, it was cut a little short because it seemed all I could do was catch coppers on all of my spots, and I stopped fishing because I didn't want to risk killing any fish that didn't need to die, even with the descending device. I really appreciate your input and everything you guys do for us. That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Yeah, a great question, Rory. I hope so. I hope the limits do go back up eventually over time, but really it's been a common theme that we've seen to where there's a whole lot of data to be collected out there, but there's nobody, but there's no funding to do it. And, you know, we see that at the federal level, at the state level, they're relying on data that could be potentially 20, 30, 40 years old, and, or even just 10 years old is far different from today, what we're seeing. And we've seen a lot of, a little disconnect between what we're told that we should be seeing versus what we're actually seeing on the water. So, the good folks over at SAC are working hard on the groundfish for us, and we also work with them as well. But, you know, hopefully that improves over time, especially when you have, you know, the Star Tournament doing data research for sand bass. Never say never about that in the future, but you know, the folks at SAC, Ken Frankie, Jamie Diamond, Donna, Kayla's from Dana Wharf. I mean, those guys really are leading the charge and really improved and current data in the groundfish game.
Yeah, that's for cool. sure. I have another great text here, and it's Ryan in San Diego. It says, good morning, great show. I was out on the bay yesterday and can tell you the Star Tournament has kicked off as there are a ton of fishermen out there. It was great watching all the fish that you could see, everyone talking and celebrating and laughing. I think sometimes we forget what a great family we have among fishermen. And that's kind of the whole idea behind Star Tournament, right, is gathering people together and celebrating fishing.
Oh, absolutely. That's what it's all about, right? And then I think of issues like, you know, we talk a lot about sand bass, and it's not just about sand bass. You know, if sand bass were to get taken away, what's the next species? Right. What's the next species after that? It becomes such a snowball effect, and that's why we exist, is to make sure that doesn't happen, to make sure our future generations have the same opportunities that we have, that we were given, that we were taught. You know, but that's what it's all about. It's about taking your friends, taking your kids out, your grandchildren out, and having a great time on the water.
Yeah,
for sure. I will say the competitive juices are flowing out there right now.
That's cool. Well, the big prizes. I mean, yeah. How much is that Parker, 18 Parker and Yamaha board worth?
That one in particular is about $60,000.
$60,000. And I want to thank the guys at West Coast Marine mm-hmm. and, of course, Yamaha for participating in that yet again this year.
Yes, absolutely.
Nick and his gang over there, they're huge supporters of
unbelievable.
Not only Let's Talk Hookup, but also of CCA California.
It's unbelievable, man. Those guys are great. I mean, we've done the math. We have over $100,000 in prizes wow. up for grabs this year.
Holy mackerel.
It's unbelievable.
What are some of the other things that you guys are excited about? Obviously, it's hard not to talk about the fact that somebody's literally going to get a brand new Parker from West Coast and the Yamaha, but what are some of the other things that are, exciting and cool prizes that are available in the Star?
Yeah, I know. I'm sure Tony could probably speak on this, but one thing that I'm really excited about, and I know my family is too, you could potentially win a $1,000 package from Blackstone Grills.
Yeah,
you're
cool.
getting a 36-inch grill plus a pizza oven from them as well. Sweet. I mean, just things like that, too. And, you know, technically, we're giving away two boats in our tournament. One of them is the Parker, but also we're giving away an electric skiff from Newport Vessels, too.
Wow.
That's, I think, a $5,000 boat
that's
in itself.
Sick.
Yeah, but I'll let Tony kind of spoil
what else, Tony?
Here, let me go down the list here.
Okay.
There's so many. So, of course, you have the boat. We have a trip with Ali Husseini from BD Outdoors. We have that Newport Vessels inflatable with the battery and the motor. 4-day trip to Cedros with Stoked On Fishing. 5-day trip on the Independence. Full lineup of Californian rods. Dean Safe, Promar Ahi,
jeez.
Ultimate Package, deck storage box. Boxes, pen reel, Chris's Blackstone grill. and those are just the main prizes alone. All for catching fish.
And we have 14 weekly prizes too. So every week we're giving away a prize, whether that's a rod and reel combo, whether that's a full day trip on the San Diego. I mean, a whole bunch of great opportunities.
So that's of everybody that had a qualifying fish of week three, just those people will go into a weekly drawing and somebody will win something like that rod and reel combo, fishing trip, whatever.
Exactly.
Right. And it's for $40.
$40.
Crazy.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Yep. So it started on Saturday and it goes all the way to Labor Day, September 1st.
And you can sign up right this second on your phone.
Yeah.
Up until the last day.
I love it.
So it's open.
I mean,
so
people.
Just because you haven't registered yet doesn't mean it's too late.
Totally.
Exactly. People were saying, oh, I missed the deadline. Well, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
The morning. You can get in today, tomorrow, or next month.
The morning before your fishing trip is the perfect time to sign up.
But you can't enter after you catch the fish.
No, that is correct. Yeah, I mean, we already talked about.
Wait, I just got a big one. Let me enter the tournament.
No, don't worry. Yeah.
We just talked about how the guy who won the boat last year had two entries. The guy behind him won an Alaska trip on one halibut.
On one halibut.
The entire year.
So anybody, and then the most again the just, most entries were
say,
how,
yeah,
many?
How many?
I think over 100. Over 100.
Had 100 entries.
Over
all bass.
100, all 18 inch
bass.
Yeah,
all bass.
That's and those guys
bass.
Won too.
Yeah,
so it's a whole mix.
That's rad. I love it.
But just shows you have a good chance. And did the person that entered 18, did he win?
Yeah.
And they won something. Okay, great.
Yeah.
And then the weekly prizes are awarded for the biggest fish of that week?
No, just basically just submitting a fish. That's it. So if you submit a fish
it's all
on
random.
Week three, it's all random. Yep. So every a golden opportunity every single week to win great prizes. Grand prizes. If you win a weekly prize, that does not disqualify you from winning a grand prize too. plus all the prizes from our shorts division, our Mylar division. I mean, there's so many opportunity to win.
Well, let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. Well, they're packed up. Let's talk to John. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I became a live member last year at the PCS show.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for widening the were you able to go down to New Mexico. It's a lot of my time, my when I go on trips, long range trips to this and that, that I'm down there in Mexico, so I couldn't participate, even though I signed up for it last year. And then Dana Landing, at the captain's thing, Tony was kind enough to get on the app with me, and even though it didn't have the button, but make sure that I was registered and everything like that. She showed me how to work, because I'm like Pete, and sometimes I'm a little challenged and everything. So the salmon that I'm going to catch up at Queen Charlotte, those don't qualify, right?
Unfortunately, no. Unfortunately, no.
What are
just
going to
be a little outside the boundaries?
Yeah. So the boundaries are California Oregon border, all the way down to Cabo San Lucas on the Pacific side.
All the way to Cabo.
Yeah.
So if you're fishing the ridge or something on a long range boat,
it's
a
big. Yeah. I mean, think about if you're going on a 5-day trip. Think about all the entries you could have.
Holy mackerel.
Yellowtail are going to qualify. Tuna are going to qualify. Your big bass are going to qualify.
Mm-hmm. And the cool thing is most of the boats now have Starlink, so you can enter right on the boat, right?
Exactly.
Totally. That is true.
Yeah, why would you not? You going on a day and a half trip? I mean, I don't know if I've seen a bluefin this year that wouldn't be a qualifier. I mean, it's $40. How would you not? Yeah. You're jumping on a day and a half trip. You're likely going to have two entries on your bluefin.
And it just makes fishing more fun, right?
That's cool.
Yeah, and I'll give credit to the sport boats, too. They've really embraced this tournament to where we actually spent some money, and we have actual acrylic measuring devices on a lot of sport boats this year.
That's great.
Oh, so if you forgot your measuring device, chances are that boat's probably going to have one. If not, let me know, and we will get them one.
I love that. That's great.
Great. And you have a great text,
I thought so. It says, good morning, ladies and gents. Thanks for representing us and allowing us to do what we love. I really admire your passion and drive. I was wondering if Tony and Chris could give us a little background into how they got started into the fishing industry. Thanks for everything you guys do. That's from Daniel in Santa Barbara.
Well, Tony's story is far, far more exciting than mine, so I'll let her go first.
I have always loved the ocean. It's always been a very big part of my life, and long story short, I graduated from Long Beach State with a degree in marine biology. I initially wanted to work with marine mammals, but I decided that wasn't the way to go. To make a living in California. So in order to go to college, I had to work on sport boats. So I worked on boats in Alaska for a handful of years, four seasons, while going to school. And when I came back down and graduated, I wanted to pursue my license after I got my degree. So I was able to hop on a boat here in San Diego, on the Grande, until till the end of 2023. So almost four seasons there. I was able to get my license. And the next step for me was... You know, this industry has given me so much, and I'm so thankful in so many ways, but I want to make sure other people have that opportunity too. Cool. So,
and so you're a licensed captain.
I am.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Cool. That's great.
Yeah, my story is not as exciting.
On. You're a licensed captain too.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I started my career in marketing and PR and all that, and really just wasn't. I liked it, but I didn't love it. I always loved fishing, and so I wanted to make that change. And so I ended up starting working on boats, and ended up going all the way to basically the top, owning my own operation, and ran out of Fisherman's Landing for a little bit here years ago. And then, you know, it was time to sell, and I sold. And right after that, Wayne called me and basically said you should apply, and I did, and here I am 7 years later.
There you go. And you're the director.
That's
pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you guys do a great job, and definitely are in it for the passion. There's no question about it.
Yeah. That's number one for us.
All right. Very good. Well, if you want to get through, have a chance to talk to Chris and Tony, make a comment, give us a fish report, or have just want to win a trip on the Mission Bell, go fishing with Captain Cameron out of Port Loma Sport Fishing. 833-288-0973. Open right now. Jeff at the Fan is standing by. I have a great text here from Steve in Monrovia. Very entertaining and informative show this weekend. I'll be fishing Cedros Island Sport Fishing with Cal and Eric Sheets group again this summer and was thinking calico bass there for the tournament. Is it possible to submit more than one entry per day considering the excellent calico bass fishing I'm expecting?
It is possible. You can submit two fish
double,
per day.
You double that amount.
Two per day.
Two per category per day.
Okay.
Every
so,
day.
So every day. So let's say he's at Cedros. Mm-hmm. He has no cell service. But until he gets back to the lodge, how would he go back? Take a picture of the fish,
mm-hmm.
take the measuring device,
yep.
measure the fish,
yep.
and then once he gets back to the lodge, then he can submit the entry.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, and we're working actually hard with trying to get measuring devices down there as well, so that way people don't have to pack theirs. They can always use them on the pangas down there. But yeah, golden opportunity. I think that's probably a handful of people are really, really excited about that one, just fishing quality bass at Cedros. I mean, that golden opportunity right there.
But make sure your location services are on within the app. Within the app.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a stress point. Like, clearly, that is the one thing that sounds like it would likely kick you back out. And it's probably not done with any, you know, for 99% of people, it's not done with any ill intention. You just have to make sure that your location is on.
Yep. Yep, exactly. So, Cedros, plenty of opportunity to submit quality bass down there.
Yeah, that's again a no-brainer. I mean, you're paying for your big Cedros trip for an extra $40. You're likely going to get two entries for every day you're fishing. Probably more than. You're probably going to get four entries for every day you're fishing.
Mm-hmm.
How many trips are going to have a multiple qualifying bass and qualifying yellowtail on probably every day of your ponga fishing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and then I guess since the tournament ends in September, I was going to say pelagics, but golden opportunity. And heck, if you catch a sea bass down there, if you catch a lingcod down there, it's always possible.
And I know you guys covered it at the beginning, but one more time, what's the rundown, Tony, of the species that are eligible? So much talk about saltwater bass and yellowtail, but what are some of the other things that you can have a qualifier for?
All right, so saltwater bass, I'll go through the list. Saltwater bass, 18 inches, and then you have your lingcod, your striped bass is 22, California halibut's 28, your tuna, your white sea bass, your yellowtail, 36 in there. And I'm missing one. Am I missing one?
Salmon.
Salmon. 26.
For our 2-day salmon season, season this year.
I'll give credit where credit's due. Mark Gorelnik from our state board was really adamant that we add that
Absolutely,
one.
Absolutely, why not? Yeah. There's going to be a lot of people fishing in those 2 days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as long as the weather's good. I mean, that's going to be a whole bunch of salmon submissions that weekend.
That's it.
That's cool. All right, 833-288-0973. Call the Fan. Get on the air. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Bruce? Bruce is calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hey, Bruce, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. My idea was, is there any possibility of making a retail attachment for donating to CCA? Like, let's say you go to the landing and you purchase a trip, you could have an attachment to it. Would you like to donate to the cause? I mean,
good idea. Because a lot of times you buy stuff at a retailer and they want to throw in an extra.
Yeah,
great
question.
Round up, exactly.
Yeah. You want to round up or you want to throw an extra $5 on
good
for
idea.
CCA or something. That's a great idea.
Yeah, great idea. And the answer to your question is yes, it is possible. It's a whole lot of work. It's way more work than you'd actually think it would be. But we are trying to work in that as well with all the landings, whether you book a trip online, whether you go to a tackle store, whether you go see Rick over at Fisherman's. It's a lot of work, but we're looking into that right now.
It'd be a huge revenue source.
Yeah.
Super,
I love the idea.
Yeah.
Super good idea. Yeah.
Soon coming.
Now, in the meantime, what you can do is just have a monthly amount taken out, $10, $5, $50, $100 a month. Just put your credit card in, and you can do that on the website, right?
Yeah, we have our Contribute to Conservation program where it's $10, it's $20. We have some people giving up to $500 a month. Really, it all helps.
And $5 a month.
Five
dollars
a month. Yeah, everything helps. We really, growing our reach, our span, our staff, our resources, and all that takes a lot of financial resources, as you can imagine. So, Anything helps. We're always looking forward to that. You can always sign up for that program on our website, ccacalifornia.org, and /donate, and we'll set you up. And you can do that through your credit card, your debit card, Venmo, PayPal, you
name
it.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's one of those things when it's 10 bucks a month, well, it's 20 bucks a month, whatever that number is, you just don't. Yeah, you, I mean, hate to say it that way, but you don't.
My coffee this morning cost that much.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're not going to notice that it's gone. It's crazy. But if all of us did that, it'd be a huge help to the cause.
Oh, no question. Right now, we're a two-person team, hopefully willing to grow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need help.
Yeah.
You guys are everywhere.
Yeah.
AD in Spring Valley writes, good to see Tony again, tuna fishing instructor. I plan on signing up for the Star Tournament. Just got my boat repowered at West Coast Marine. Good for you. And now I have a calico killer back on the water. So watch out for AD.
All right.
Nice.
Yes.
Good, nice.
Good AD. Good
luck, AD. Thanks, AD. I miss you.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Hey, I had a fun text. It says, good morning, everyone. Thanks to Chris and Tony for all you guys do for CCA. My question is, do you know if CCA ever plans to form, which this is beyond me, a 410 political action committee so that we'd be able to engage a little more politically and endorse candidates, measures, etc. Thanks for everything you guys do on the recent sand bass battle. That's from Rudy in Carlsbad.
Yeah, great question, Rudy. You know, right now that's kind of up to our board to do something like that. And I will say that because we are a 501c3 organization, we have to be extremely careful when it comes to politics. So we cannot endorse any candidates. We can't do certain political activities, and one of those might be that. But never say never. It's kind of all falls within the law and what we're able to do as a 501c3 and what we're not. And also, it's not just us, too. It's the whole CCA National base of state chapters that function on the same 501c3 status. So there's a whole lot of work that goes into that and a whole lot of say that people would have in doing that. So more to come on that.
I love it. All right. With that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It is time for our FishDope.com report, sponsored by the Angler's Realtor. Youssef Husseini is on the line right now. And that's sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your trailer boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Also, did you know that Summit is the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks before your trip? Over 40 snacks, all for 89 cents. Now you can get brand new burritos and sandwiches that are made fresh daily, all for your trip. Ice is nearly half the cost of other places, with only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. You get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices on gas at the San Diego Sports Arena.
And I might mention, too, that it was nice to see Martha, the manager at Summit Gasoline, and she brought all the ice for the event at CCA California,
that's
right?
Cool. I didn't know that.
Summit Gasoline's... super supportive of Rollo as well as CCA. Finn and Martha do a great job.
Yeah, I'm going there for my barbecues.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
25 pounds for $3.99 is crazy.
Best price on ice.
Yeah.
They give you free ice with 25-gallon fill.
Coming from a place that sells ice and they're in 20-pound bags and not 25, and I can assure you they're not $3.99. That's a really good deal.
It's a good deal, and the lowest price on gas and diesel. And now they have a great car wash. That car wash, I don't know if you've run through the car wash yet, but it's killer. $6 for the car wash for a limited time.
I wish I didn't live so far away.
Yeah, right. Well, hey, let's find out what's going on. We got the Angler's Realtor on the line. What's up, Youssef?
Not much, guys. How are we doing today?
Good morning. Great, happy Memorial Day weekend.
Morning. Well, we got some really good fishing that's been going on. This weather isn't helping things, though. It's victory at sea pretty much right now. Past couple days, the sea bass have bit like crazy. Especially up on Rosa between Rhodes Reef and Brockway Point. Those are deeper water fish, like 90 to 120 feet. They've also been getting them in the kelp line in shallow, 25 to 50 feet. Same deal, live squid is the ticket. It's the same program on Anacapa. It's been just really good. If we didn't have this weather and so many boats out, it would continue, but as of today, I guess it's a little bumpy out there, blowing pretty hard. Catalina's kind of the same thing. Silver Canyon has been just biting like crazy the past few days. There are too many boats showing up for Danny, and it's kind of shutting the bite down a little. If you want to get out there, look above Ben Weston and out west, and there still should be some fish around. San Clemente is turned on as well. Yellows from 6 to 15 pounds, along with Bonita in the 3 to 5 pound range. Lots of calicos biting, as well as Barracuda. Santa Monica Bay has been slowing down a little on the halibut fishing, although it still is steady. Twilight sea bass, or sand bass fishing is still really good. The horseshoe, Barracuda have showed up. Mostly small, but there are some legals mixed in, from green buoy to outside rock. La Jolla, the yellowtail game and game fish are definitely picking up. Had a couple buddies on kayaks catch fish yesterday, saying that the there's a lot more fish popping up everywhere. The islands have slowed down quite a bit. There are still some charter boats out there scratching away. The water is clearing up. We should have some better fishing in the next week or so. Bluefin, same deal out from the Condon Bank to the Mushroom. Fishing's been pretty good. Just like I said, Victory at Sea, kind of same deal. Saw Billy Kay got a couple on the kite, so our kite season's starting out. And that's all I got for you guys.
Man, we'll take that for Memorial Day weekend. Sounds like good fishing up and down the beach. Great to hear about all that Barracuda moving back onto the coast, too. So plenty of good opportunities out there, Yosef. We'll take that for the kind of official kickoff to the summer season.
Yeah, and if you want to keep track of what's going on, of course, fishdope.com is your source. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. $30 off with the code HOOKUPNOW at fishdope.com. And what's going on in the real estate game? Lots of craziness, huh?
It is. It's still moving, man. It's pretty odd. Rates are fluctuating. They are going to be heading towards a downward trend here soon, hopefully. But people are buying. You know, Memorial Day weekend is kind of our kickoff for people out shopping. And got a great offer on one property yesterday. Have another one coming in today. So it's moving.
We'll take it. Like you said, the kids are done with school. It's time to make a move. And Yosef's certainly the guy to help you do that. If somebody wants to keep in touch with everything you do, the home eval, just a great guy to have your back. How do we find you?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169, on social media, at Cal Realty. You can get me on my website at sportsmansrealty.com. If you'd like a free home evaluation, you can go to SoCal Home Eval, and it'll kick one out to you.
There it is. Yosef, appreciate it. Great job. Appreciate everything you do for us. We'll look forward to getting another great report next week.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate that. Again, that catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier fish processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location on Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make your reservations today.
Indeed. And Sean from SESU writes, great show. I'm curious about CCA has involvement with issues stemming from the pollution of the oceans in Southern California. It seems very important issue that affects our coastal fisheries.
Absolutely. I mean, that pollution's always going to be a big problem for us, as well as, you know, all the rest of the anglers and the whole community, right? We always want clean water and clean oceans. So as far as our involvement goes, I mean, we've been trying to push government agencies like the OPC, like the CNRA, like the Fish and Game Commission to really, you know, that's really the issue. It's not us as fishermen or anglers or whatnot. And we're willing and able to, you know, join in on that fight, join in on that battle. We just need to do it. That's all it is. And, you know, we had a huge disaster back in January with all the fires in L.A. Where do you think all that runoff's going? So it's a whole big ordeal. It's a whole big mess. We do keep tabs on it and involved. We just need to do more.
All right.
Very good.
There you go. Hey, I had another great text come through. And again, if you want to join us on the phones, it's 833-288-0973. Not only your chance to talk to Tony and Chris, but also your shot at winning that full day trip on board the Mission Bell at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. This next text says, good morning, guys. It's Bill from Mission Viejo. My question is, as a biologist, scientific diver that just graduated from Cal State University in Monterey Bay, how can I get involved with helping out in all things going on with CCA and be able to add a little information that could hopefully help benefit my fishing community? Thanks for all you guys do.
You're going to send me an email. I would love to talk to you. Go on to our website. Send me a message there. Send me an email. Yeah, let's talk. I think there's some avenues there, Bill, that can be mutually beneficial.
Yeah, and you know, that kind of points to a bigger point to where we have so many different needs and opportunities for volunteers that want to dedicate either their resources, time, hours, you name it. We can always use it.
Expertise
as well. Whether it's, you know, in the political field, whether it's in the government field, whether it's in just the biology field. Heck, even marketing or fundraising or whatnot, we could use everyone.
You guys need help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's two of us.
Yeah.
We work 8 days a week.
Yeah, definitely.
And twice on Sundays.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got more of your text. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. In 1983, a group of intrepid anglers envisioned crafting the best sunglasses on the water. It's true now as it was then. Costa's performance frames excel in the toughest of elements. These styles are packed with functional features that create a competitive advantage for any adventure on the water. From the lake to offshore, Costa's performance collection has a legacy of helping anglers stay on the water longer. Learn more at CostaDelMar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking Star Tournament. This has been a great show this morning and lots of great info already coming out too. This has been really, really fun.
Yeah, super fun. Chris and Tony, very dedicated. You're actually employees of CCA California and very few employees that we have. Almost all the organization is volunteers, but you guys work your tails off and we appreciate your efforts for sure.
One and two.
Yeah,
but we certainly could not do it without our board members, without our volunteers, without the chapters. There would not be us without them.
Yeah, there's a lot of dedicated, like the chapters guys. I mean, they work their tails off
on top of their full time jobs.
Right,
they're dedicating their evenings, their weekends, their midday during work to all things CCA.
And then you've got guys like Bill Shedd, Doug. Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano. I mean, so many of key people. Jim Hendricks is another one that are just work their tails off.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne, who's retired, right?
Yeah, he's still on our state board. That was the That was the negotiating
tactic.
That was
the only way you let him retire. Yeah.
I had to twist his arm to take him fishing on Thursday. I said, Wayne, we're going fishing. It's like, oh, I've got a meeting. It's like, wait a minute. You're retired. Hang on, let me see if I can get out. So he got out of it, put it on the on Chris.
Yeah, just throw another thing on Chris's shoulders.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. You're retired. Go fishing.
But anyway, it was good to get him out.
Yeah, no doubt.
For sure. But there's so many dedicated volunteers that work so hard and very appreciative of those. And that's what makes it happen, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The CCA model is not an easy one. No one said it would be, but I mean, it's working. It's thriving here in California.
You made a great point when you were giving your speech at that Beacon Award, and it was just how thankful you were for all the volunteers. And, you know, you have an agenda. I have an agenda. This is right. how I make my living. You know, I mean, like, this is my business. So many of the volunteers are just there because fishing is so important to them. Exactly what Chris and Tony said. You know, like they want everybody to make sure that they all got the same opportunities that we do, and it is a volunteer basis. And
right.
Same deal, man. Thank you so much, everybody that's doing that.
And let's think about it. Without CCA California, without SAC, Sport Fishing Association of California, we would have no sand bass right now. We would have. What else?
Be closed.
No bluefin tuna.
No bluefin tuna. We'd have
lead ban.
Yeah.
Sardine.
The MPAs would take over.
Yeah. I mean, think about all the victories that we've had.
Yeah. I mean,
we'd have no reds. I mean, at least we have two, but you know, in California, but
a lot of people don't realize we've been around for 10 years, and in 10 years we've been quite productive.
Yeah.
From a CCA standpoint,
carbs, another thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Engines. I mean, it's there's a whole plethora of things that we've worked on, that we're still working on, that we continue to work on, and that's only the advocacy part. We're trying to do more stuff with our habitat program, and trying to jumpstart our habitat restoration program. But maybe it's artificial reefs. Maybe it's beach cleanups. Maybe it's a whole bunch of stuff that we're not even talking about yet. And then you add hatchery on top of that. So there's no shortage of work there.
Yesterday there was a subject about the question of whether the hatchery is working. And there's another issue that CCA and SAC has been heavily involved in, along with Bill Shedd, is the hatchery. It is working.
Yeah.
And there's a productive sea bass fishery in Southern California now, a lot due to that hatchery.
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned at the top of the show, I mean, we're getting good results from our tagged fish, and those are the tags that are coming back. I mean, who knows how many tags that aren't getting turned in with the tags there, that, you know, we could have a much higher percentage. And more is going to come out here, hopefully in the late summer on the hatchery front too.
And that's why it's so important to donate your white sea bass heads. Yeah, so incredibly important. And guys like Tucker up north, Mirage, and Tucker on the Endeavor, Mirage, Island Spirit, all those guys
Aloha
up there.
Aloha
Spirit. Without them, we wouldn't get those numbers. Yeah. And it's all data.
We're getting phone calls and texts from them almost every week saying that their freezer's full. Come on up. Pick them up.
Wow.
That's great. It's
unreal.
And where do you donate the heads if you're a guy on a sport, not on a sport boat, but
There's a number of locations throughout Santa Barbara, all the way down here to San Diego. All the major landings have those freezers that you can donate your heads to. Just notate, you know, if you want your name, your number, what boat, what day, drop it in. Where you caught it. Yeah. And
generally.
Generally. Yeah. You know, they don't really
Catalina,
care.
Catalina, backside, whatever.
General.
Yeah, they don't want your spot.
General.
The more information, the better. And
I want your spot. you drop them off to me. I want lats and longs.
Yeah. And
I want to know the current. I want to know the water temperature. Where you were laid. Where your anchor laid.
Yeah.
How good the squid fishing was the
just
night before.
Wishes,
yeah, I just need a little bit of that. That's all.
Not to mention, we have a white sea bass head category in our star tournament, too. So if you donate a head to a freezer, there's a little option on your little card that you fill out saying, are you part of the star tournament? You click yes, and you're all good.
I love that.
Yeah. And
cool.
One thing I don't think we talked about, but spirit fish are now eligible in the star tournament.
Spirit fish. Okay.
Spirit
fish. Free divers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And scuba divers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Bring it on.
Yeah. Cool. And fish caught in Mexican waters.
Yeah.
Down to Capistrano.
Most importantly, yeah.
No shortage of opportunity here, guys.
Yeah,
no shortage.
Well, while we're talking about this, I wanted to read this text real quick. It says, hey, guys, what a great show. I regrettably tuned into the radio a little bit late, so I missed a little bit about signups. This sounds like an amazing opportunity. I'm a kayak fisherman. I want to make sure kayaks are allowed and it's not just for long range. And one more time, could you please give me the rundown on how we sign up?
Yeah, kayaks are definitely allowed. I know quite a bit of kayak fishermen already turned in their submissions yesterday. But yeah, rundown is super easy to sign up, whether you go on joincca.org. You can sign up on our website, ccacalifornia.org, or you can even do it probably the simplest way is through the Fishing Chaos app. You just download the free app. You can pay right then and there. It's the same thing, and you can go fishing right then and there and start submitting fish.
And it's and the cost is what?
Cost for CCA members is $40. If you're not a CCA member, you join for another $40, so it's $80 out the door. And the youth is only $10, which we mentioned before, but it's super, super important to us. $3,000 scholarships up for grabs for youths between the ages of 13 and 17 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty fantastic. Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick. They're packed up.
They certainly are.
Keep Jeff busy today.
Charles from San Diego is up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Charles, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning to all my fellow Fisher persons. Well, I'm really ashamed to say that I haven't joined the CCA yet. I was reading in the Western Outdoor News about the proposed expansion of the Cabrillo State Marine Reserve off Point Loma by 10 miles and other closures in Southern California totaling over 100 square miles to be considered in June with the Fish and Game Commission. So Merritt McRae in the article was talking about them moving the goalposts, you know, towards of the 30-30 closure proposal. And it's just, to me, this is just outrageous. And to me, closing that Point Loma would be like finding out I have stage 4 cancer. So I'm really glad to hear. I've got it written down as CCA. I'll be going there right after this to join up, and so I can help protect and save our fishing from these so-called environmental saviors that we have to fight.
Good for you.
Thanks so much.
We appreciate the support, Charles. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. CCA, ccacalifornia.org. You can just join right on the website.
Yep.
And don't forget, donate every month, too.
Yeah.
That really helps, for sure. Great one here from Cheer in Cardiff. Hi, Chris and Tony and Rick. Quick question, and Pete, he said, when it comes to the location services for the Fishing Chaos app, should you always have it set to on or only while using the app?
I mean, it's personal preference, to be honest. Some people prefer the location settings not to be on when they're going about their daily lives. So it's personal preference. If you want to just not even worry about it, whether when you're out there taking a picture of it, you can always leave it on. That's always best. But if you prefer for not to be tracked, basically, you can turn that off and on.
That's not you putting your tin hat on, is it?
No.
So you do have to, when you're submitting, you have to have location services turned on?
Correct. Yeah. Or when you're taking a photo, at least. Okay. Because that provides a geotag with that image.
Aha. So that again.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a default setting, though, right? Like
It typically is.
Yeah. I feel like,
but sometimes you have an option to say allow.
Sure.
Or
correct. Yeah. I feel like for most people that's going to be a moot point, anyways. But very good to bring it up because it sounds like that has been the sticker of some things before. So good to have it in your back pocket. But I feel like most people aren't even going to need to worry about it.
I think it comes on naturally whenever you buy a phone or whatnot. But I think when you don't want to have that on, you have to actually go look for it.
Right.
Gotcha. All right. Let's jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Joe? Joe's calling us from Pedro this morning. What's up, Joe? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, fellas. It's been a little bit, you know.
For sure.
Great show, and I've always I've been a member of CCA, and my question is, I don't know if this is for you guys, but I'm sure maybe you get your thoughts on it, regarding the chandelier rigs that people use to catch bass. For one of the slowest-growing species, the calico bass, how is it that authorities allow a chandelier rig with multiple hooks to catch bass, even though you're catching and releasing? Okay, that's the first question. And the second one is a comment regarding how many trips I've been on, and not to, you know, kick anybody down, but how many trips I've been on, you go to check into the boat, you've already paid credit card, and never once there's been a bucket on the side with no pressure to donate to CCA, you know, that would certainly please the fishing gods and bring people good luck when they get on that boat when they're nice and happy.
Another,
you know,
I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, honest, you know, we all check in and, you know, that boat doesn't leave unless we pay that fuel surcharge, man. Maybe there ought to be something, you know, in there for CCA too, you know, so. But anyway,
I like it.
And that's my statement, my question. I'm curious about the chandelier rig, you know. And you know, that's like using 10 hooks for rockfish, but I'm going to release the other ones that aren't of size that I can keep. I mean, how is it that came about?
So I'll answer the second one first. You know, great idea, great thought. I would love to do that. However, I'm very conscious about taking money out of the guys that are working on the boats out of their pockets too. So we want to tip those guys out well because they were really, really hard and all that. And I appreciate the income or the revenue stream potential. But yeah, great idea. Great idea. As far as the chandelier rigs go, I think you had mentioned saltwater bass at first, but then I think you said groundfish at the end. But, you know, it's really tough. As some people love fishing the A-rig and all that, and that's a really, really fun way to do that. But I really don't have much to offer on that one. I don't know if you guys do.
I just want to be respectful to your position, but I don't see how it's really different than fishing a swim bait. You know, I mean, on a rare occasion, you get multiple fish that are all released the same way, and it's very selective, and you can take what you choose to take, and you can release what you choose to release. I don't know that particular rig is doing any more damage than fishing with a live swim bait or a single swim bait. It's just a slow pitch
for a couple rockfish.
Yeah,
on each side.
I think it's just another tool. Again, 100% respectful to your position, but in my opinion, I don't know that it's making. I don't think it's making much in the way of a negative effect. Maybe every once in a while a fish can get snagged up in another hook, but again, cautious release. I think you're just fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Totally.
You have a good one, huh?
I thought so. It was a good question for people that are participating in the STARS. Good morning, guys. Could a catch be disqualified in STAR if you passed your rod to a deckhand to get you out of a bad tangle, but you're still able to land your fish? From Alex in San Carlos. Nighttime, bluefin fishing, some pretty hellacious tangles that have been happening this year. How does that go down?
I can picture those right now. No, that does not disqualify you. We understand fishing sport boats, especially in Southern California, whether it's a tangle that you just have to hand your rod to the deckhand just to basically save either your fish or someone else's fish. Also in groundfish as well, those tangles happen a lot, but it will not disqualify you if you have to.
And what about if you need a little help, getting the fish to the boat, like if you hand it off or something like that? So basically, is it jungle rules are involved?
That's really no issue either. And I will say that per the CCA tradition out of Houston, if you happen to win the boat, there will be a lie detector test so that you have to go through.
But even if you caught a big fish, handed it off part of the way through, that wouldn't disqualify you.
No.
As long as you're honest with what's going on.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's jungle rules.
We understand.
Tournaments. Yeah.
Stuff happens. Yeah. We get it.
Yeah. Not IGFA rules.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. From Charisse in Huntington Beach. Good morning, everyone. Happy Memorial Day weekend. We live near a marine protected area that once was a great place to fish. Yeah, no kidding. My question is, once an area is designated an MPA, how long before that can be changed?
That's a great question. We're still figuring that one out. you know,
Ben, do you want the answer that we're dealing with or the answer that they gave us 10 years ago?
Yeah. I mean, truth be told, never say never. But I mean, when it comes to, like, we'll be facing it here in the next couple months with these new petitions that are coming out with the Fish and Game Commission and the MRC to where that process was really for us to make adjustments. Well, there are also a whole lot of big changes to the MPA network out there that just aren't that really what this process wasn't for. So, you know, I'm sure there's going to be some tweaks here and there. But ultimately our job is to prevent some full scale, large changes to that MPA network. So like I said, never say never, but, it kind of depends on who you talk to on that one.
Bottom line is, once they take it away, they're not giving it back.
So that's why we have to fight
to not let them do that. They want to expand the Cabrillo right here in San Diego. They want to expand the Point Loma Cabrillo MPA.
That is
no,
a petition. Yeah.
Let's not let them. Let's fight to make sure that doesn't happen, because once it happens, it's not going to come back.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah. And there's a lot
it's
of
California.
Yeah. There's a lot of behind the scenes work that most people just don't see as well that we do, and SAC does, and we all work together with different coalition partners and all that. So all that work's being done right now. I'm sure we'll have quite a bit of news coming up later on this year on that.
Yeah.
Well said. Hey, we got a little bonus on the line. We got Captain Frank Lopresti calling us this morning. Good morning, Frank.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Tony, Chris, everybody.
Good morning, Frank.
You know, I just wanted to add my two cents worth. Pete, you hit it on the head. First of all, once they take it away, they're never going to give it back. And it's their goal to eliminate fishing in California, all fishing. And the worst part of it is they will lie and cheat to get it done.
No question.
And without CCA and without SAC, you hit it right on the head. We're in deep Bandini, okay?
Yeah.
Well said.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do everything you can to stop them from taking away our right to go fishing.
Yeah. Yeah. And usually with most things that happen, once you start hearing about it, it's almost too late. They've already made their decisions and all that. So it's really important for SAC, CCA, just general anglers that want to get involved in the government relations piece, to get involved early in the process, to make sure that their voices are heard, their input is put. And when we have a call to action to where, hey, there's a big meeting coming up, call in or write your letter or whatnot, it's really important to do that.
That's great.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, and Frank, we sure thank CCA for everything they've done for us.
And
thank
good
you,
to have
Frank.
You
continue
you,
to do for us.
And yeah. Good.
You're welcome.
Good, yeah,
thank you.
Good to have you so involved, too, in what's going on, because you understand the value, right?
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Do I ever? Yeah. I mean, you know, 30 years ago, we got away with all kinds of things. But
yeah.
Now, today, it's their goal. They want to stop fishing. And I don't understand why, because it just doesn't make sense. But it's the cleanest, best sport in the world, as far as I'm concerned.
No question about
Pete,
it.
Pete, Frank is a fellow Beacon Award winner.
Oh, of course. Yeah, he won last year. That was pretty cool. And Frank, thank you for the nice message, too. I know you weren't able to come because you were at your granddaughter's event there, but thank you for the nice message that you passed along to Ken Frankie to read at the event, and that was very, very meaningful to me, so thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome, Pete.
Appreciate it.
I just thank CCA and Tony, Chris, everybody. And, you know, Ken Frankie, that man just worked his butt off, so just thank you. And that comes from our entire fleet.
For sure.
So, thank you, Frank.
Speaking of the fleet, Frank, give us a fish report. What's going on?
Well, the fish made a move last night. The guys weren't finding anything until about 3:30 this morning. And 3:30, they found the area of fish, and it looks like it's a big area of fish. The guys from 3:30 to 4:30, the boats that were there had anywhere from 10 to 20 fish. And it's all beautiful grade. Let's hope that transfers tonight and the next few nights, okay?
Sweet. But they got back on it even with the weather being a little bit up.
Yes. Yes, they did. Not until 3:30 this morning, though.
Gotcha, Frank. Well, thanks for a great report. Thanks for all you do, Frank. And great to hear from you. And enjoy the rest of the Memorial Day weekend. We appreciate your participation.
We'll do it. You guys do the same. Bye.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
All right. I wanted to read a quick text that I thought was a great one to hear. It says, hey, everyone, another awesome show. A couple things. I won the Alaska trip last year with my just single one fish entry.
John.
There is absolutely no reason not to join this tournament. You can win an awesome prize and support a great cause. Also, thanks for visiting La Serena High School last week. You guys do incredible things for the fishing community. And what a way to end that out.
Yeah,
couldn't
great,
agree
great
more.
Test.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the Mission Bell. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
How are your your boat with Norsk Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, packed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech Onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus 2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorskLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norsk Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.
It's Sellathon, and it's back at your San Diego County Ford dealers this Memorial Day for 5 days only. Get limited time deals on top of employee pricing. That's right, on top of employee pricing, featuring Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs. Plus, your San Diego County Ford dealers are honoring all military, veterans, and first responders with offers going on now. It's your chance to save, whether it's gas, hybrid, or all electric. Visit your local dealership to find the perfect vehicle for you during Ford's Memorial Day Sellathon. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
Hunters Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Staboscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a fun day. I can't believe that 2 hours rolls by that fast. Yeah. But it's time to find out who's going fishing on board the Mission Bell. We're going to flip the prize coin. Chris, you want to do us the honors? We'll see if we have a caller or a texter today. Today we have a texter. Congratulations, Rory in Lakeside. You are going fishing on board the Bell. Congratulations.
All right, congratulations. And CCA, the biggest thing, it says like, right there. I support CCA. Join today, right? That's the big message, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. And how do we do that?
So CCACalifornia.org, if a great way to join and to also potentially win some stuff is the Star Tournament, CCACalifornia.org/star. and donate monthly. Don't come to our events. We have a bunch of them on our event page on our website. There's literally no way. There's no way that you haven't heard about any of our events.
Get in the Star Tournament.
Get in the Star Tournament for sure.
Yeah, follow whether you're going on a sport boat, or your own private boat, on your kayak
from shore surfing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for all your hard work. You and Chris, appreciate very much.
Thanks
to all of you out there. Thanks to Jeff at the Fan Studio for all he does. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app and website. Next Saturday, Rosie and Jeff Flowers from Cedro Sport Fishing. Next Sunday, Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing. Thanks for listening today. Happy Memorial Day weekend. We'll see you next week right back here. YouTube, Facebook Live, 97.3 The Fan, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.